6:31 here at 97.5 The Fanatic. I am Dee Lynam. Be with you until 4 o'clock. I hope the weather is as beautiful as when I came in, when I leave. So earlier in the day, we were talking about, I had read a couple of list articles last night. One was the top free agent signings by the Philadelphia Eagles since 2010, though they took out the year 2015 because they felt that was Chip Kelly. So they were really listing Howie Roseman's top free agent signings. So we talked about that and who made the honorable mention list of that. And the other was the best NBA hometown teams currently. So you'd have to be active. And Philadelphia didn't make that, though. I did say, if you had Kyle Lowry, Mikal Bridges, if you put the two Morris brothers in there, and a Wayne Ellington, that you maybe don't make the top five, but you do have a team. And then from that, we said, if you could make an all-time, we had a lot of Philadelphia greats headlined by Kobe and Wilt, but I had somebody tweet me, I guess they didn't realize we were saying you had to be from here. So this has to be your hometown. It couldn't be like your all-time having, because they have AI and Charles on this list, along with Doc, Kobe, and Wilt. So that list, that kind of includes from here and those who have played here, but not necessarily born here. Interesting. This list is bulletproof, it says. It's a good list. It just doesn't hit the marks for what we were discussing. 610-632-0975. Also, you know, Major League Baseball is in the spotlight still. I was going to say again. Yesterday it was because the owners had sent a, as they say, our third successive proposal. And that the players have not countered. And, well, they have countered in the past. They won't counter to this one. They just want to be told where they're playing and when. And so that's where Major League Baseball stands in the moment. And I expect that we do hear something from them tomorrow late afternoon about what's next for them. And in terms of the NBA... I think there will have to be some kind of further discussion this week based on the Zoom call that took place Friday night and how does it impact what will happen next week. Because if players are not planning on going to Orlando, and that is what some of them are taking that stance, Kyrie Irving is... the main person who started this conversation. Dwight Howard is on board with him. That's one that I know for sure. And Lou Williams used the phrase that playing would be a distraction. So there's another person kind of having said that. Austin Rivers feels like they should go and play and the platform will be greater for them to continue to have an impact on social change. Either way, there needs to be a further conversation about that, I would imagine, this week. Or you'll just see that players start showing up at facilities and that conversation maybe will continue while they are getting back to work. And maybe they take it in a different direction. What is our plan while we're working to make sure we are also doing our part to help systematic racism or get rid of systematic racism and using the spotlight, because they will be in the spotlight when they return to play. The NHL is still working on phase 3 and 4. They have a format that they have agreed upon, but they do not have their hub cities and they do not have the execution of what phase 3 and 4 looks like. So they are definitely going to be behind NBA. And no matter if baseball says, yes, we'll do the 48 games, they are still, you know, a couple weeks of training camp away from playing. I don't know. I mapped out for the NBA, if you include the time back at the facility with training camp down in Orlando, you're looking at 5 weeks of preparation to return to play. And baseball, I would imagine, would also need its 5 weeks. I will be very, very shocked if when they say the when and where that they could return on June 22nd, which is when the NBA is happening. I just can't see this back and forth that they have done, that they have behind closed doors put energy into knowing the testing and who they're, you know, how they're going to do the playing at their own, trying to keep it regionalized. That was the original thought, but we don't know. And that conversation is about, you know, 6 weeks old. So I think the NBA will definitely have center stage for a couple of weeks before the others are doing their thing. Do you think I'm right, Tyler?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know if the NBA will actually not ever have center stage until the NFL comes in.
I see what you're saying.
Because I think that by the time that, even with the NHL playoffs starting right away once they get started, if the NBA has significant gap between them and everything else starting, right. I don't know if people who are like, I like both sports and I don't favor one heavily over the other, are going to switch to the NHL if the NBA's in full swing by then.
Right. Interesting.
You know, like you'll get your diehard NHL fans, right, that will go right away, and you'll get your diehard NBA fans who stay no matter what. But right. The people that are, like, even like myself, for example, who's a fan of both, but I don't have one or the either that I'm like, this is my go-to, I would probably stick with the NBA because it's already got my attention.
Right. You're already into it. You know who's playing well.
Right.
You see it all already. The only thing I think that normally, let's keep in mind, I always feel like the NHL is finishing before the NBA finishes their finals. And if this goes as according to plan, I think they're going to be going, their first rounds will be at the same time and second round and whatnot going accordingly. So I think they'll be going up against each other. The one part of hockey that I am interested in is how the top four, while the other teams are doing their play-in or you know, their playoff stuff, the top four are playing in their, you know, it's kind of like a World Cup setting. I am interested in seeing the Flyers in those other three games.
Yeah, it will be fun to watch.
Because it's different.
Right.
I'm a big fan of different right now because you're never going to see it again, I guess. So I am interested in seeing that, but I would agree with you that the NBA will have your attention. The other part I'm interested in the eight games that everybody plays, will we see kind of like the slate, and will everybody just be tuned into the TV to watch more than just your team? Like, do you want to watch LeBron and them? You're going to have the opportunity, I think, to be able to watch multiple games in a day leading up to the postseason. And then your postseason for the first round, I think, will be what we always see. Now, it's not going to be the fans and whatnot, but I think you'll have plenty of, I think it's going to feel a little bit like NCAA tournament-ish. At least the eight regular season games, I think, will definitely feel that way. And if you're wanting to see what people look like in terms of shape and coming back, I think you are going to want to hop around and see what the league looks like, so to speak, returning from a long layoff. 610-632-0975. Now, Jim, who just called us from San Diego, he doesn't think that, and I am acting as if this is going to happen. I do think there are obstacles still for each sport in its own way. You know, like with baseball, it's been a major labor dispute, quite frankly, in a time that there is, yes, still a collective bargaining in place, but this dispute has been about money from the jump. They also were in a different situation because their season had not begun with the NBA and the NHL. They had played, you know, close to, what did I say? They had to hit the number, I think, of 75%. That's why the 8 games is necessary to get to the number that they would have all their TV revenue if they had such a season. And they were close to that number. So their situation was definitely different than baseball's and hockey the same. They had played, you know, the bulk of their season. The biggest challenge for them was figuring it out, how to restart safely, how do you do a postseason, and then coming up with what they thought was a good idea, the bubble, but now is the bubble still a good idea? And then with the many things that are happening in society, with the death of George Floyd, with the protests that are going on around the country, that now too is impacting how and if they should, certainly the NBA, should they restart? And actually, they're the only one that has brought this up about not restarting because they would prefer to not take the spotlight away from the social injustices that these protests are trying to, you know, bring attention and get things changed. And there's no one answer. There are people who feel differently about it. And I think that is what I'm saying. I do believe we will hear discussions this week or word from the NBA about what is next for them as a league. And where does the thought process of some of the players. But again, as Tyler's pointed out, you can, for whatever reason that you don't feel comfortable going, the NBA has allowed for that. You don't have to go to Orlando, whether it's for because of safety, because of social injustice, because of injury. The only thing is if you make that choice, you're not going to get paid for not playing in those games. So, but you have a choice. And I think that's important for people to know that the only thing you do hope that does happen is if an individual makes a choice, that people are okay with that choice for whatever they decide that's their course of action. And you move forward from that. Everybody has to do what they think is the best for them and the situation. 610-632-0975. And we really won't have answers to this until we start maybe having media coverage of these guys playing sports again. And even then, that will be different. You know, how will the restart of the NBA be covered? I mean, I think we've had articles, obviously, that you've been able to read and Zooms that have been set up for people to interview people. But covering a league, covering a team has always required you being there so that you can physically see things, so that you can have conversations. I don't see that happening. I mean, I ran into somebody who covers the Eagles and what that's going to look like in the fall from a media standpoint. Going into locker rooms where you're all hanging around trying to interview somebody who's not going to the podium, I think that will not be taking place for the upcoming seasons. So, but it'll be interesting because you do want to have some access to share information with fans and people. So a lot still to be determined for sure. I'd be interested in knowing if there's anyone locally who would want to be in the bubble for, technically you could be there for 3 months or, you know, 2.5-ish. But if somebody would want to go and cover, and I'm not saying they would be, it's an automatic, you're allowed if you want to. I don't know what I was told, and we had Mark Spears of ESPN on last week, and he says that there is tears, meaning T-I-E-R, not crying, of how people will be selected to cover it. But as he said, they're getting to that. They still had other things to work out. And then, you know, they have other things they were working out, and, you know, coming in with a whole new thing to work out is Kyrie Irving and company probably wanting to have a discussion about this at all. So I'm sure the media has now gone to way down on the list of, we'll get to that, of how they will cover these games. And the other thing, Tyler, I'll be interested. I got to think, you for the eight games in the first round, your local media, I mean, your local TV rights holder has to be able to carry those games. The question is, are you getting a feed and carrying it on that, or will we be hearing Mark Zumoff and Allah? That I don't know the answer to that.
I don't know if they're going to be allowed to have that many crews inside.
I can't imagine that equals your 35. Do they call it off of a screen, as we've talked about before, and we've talked
probably
with Tom McGinnis? Or do you take the feed of the national outlet and run it on your channel in addition to that running on the national channel? Because both are possible. Both are, you could have the capability of doing both. But again, this is unprecedented, so we don't know how they will do that. I will say, if you use the Summer League as an example, Summer League, generally speaking, is on ESPN and TNT because they're the rights holders. But for certain games, NBC Sports Philadelphia was able to take that and put that on, but it was still those announcers. For Summer League, this could be different. This could be different. And, you know, I'm assuming we'll get to hear Mr. Tom McGinnis on the 97.5 The Fanatic. Are you kidding me? I'm looking forward to that.
Are you kidding me?
He does it so much better than I do. But I'm coming around a little bit. I got the right energy. Just don't have the...
the energy is the first step.
Right. Well,
once you can get up to that level.
Good point. No, but I got to think, you know, Tom will be delivering definitely his art to all of us. But think about it. You'll be able to listen to basketball or watch basketball. You should be able to do it for a good 2 months. Be nonstop of basketball and seeing the entire NBA. 610-632-0975. Tyler, just because you did bring up going to Vegas, and we did that because I had been to the place where the caller is currently living, even though he's from Philadelphia. If you were to pick a place that you haven't been that you still want to travel to, what is that?
Okay, are we talking just in this country or
that's a good point.
In the world?
So here's the deal. Because currently, I don't know that you can still travel outside the United States with not the ease that we used to. So we'll keep it in the country for this time.
So if that's the case, it probably for me would be the somewhere on the California beaches. I'd love to get out that way.
Good point. Good point.
If I can do it worldwide, I've always wanted to go to Australia.
Yeah, it's a great one.
That's like the bucket list destination.
Yes. Australia is a beautiful country. I love Australia. The only problem I did when I went to Australia, because I was working, I didn't make it to Sydney. And I kind of wanted to go to Sydney. My husband did, because I was working and he was not. And if you go to Sydney, he did the climb of the bridge in Sydney.
That's pretty cool.
It's very cool. The pictures are unbelievable.
Is there anywhere else left in the country that you've not been that you want to go to?
Because
you've done a lot of traveling. So.
I have. Oh, yeah, there's always places I haven't been. Let me think. In the world? In the country? Let's see, in the country. Where have I not been? I've never been to... Like, I would go and ski maybe Wyoming, Jackson Hole. I haven't been to Wyoming.
That would be cool.
Yeah. I've been to Utah to ski, and I've obviously, I lived in Oregon, so that was a good ski destination. I skied in Taos, so I went to New Mexico. I've skied a lot of places out there, obviously in Colorado, too. But I never did Wyoming, and I've heard good things about Jackson Hole. So that would be a ski destination.
Okay.
From a golf standpoint, I'd have to think about, I know where I'm going this summer. I've never, so there's the Robert Trent Jones Trail, which is, now I'm forgetting what state that's in. I think it's Alabama. Yeah, it is, because we flew into Birmingham. So, but there's a similar kind of deal. And that, when I say that, he built these courses and there, you can kind of play numerous ones of them if you go down to that neck of the woods. But there's a similar kind of setup in Tennessee. And so I believe that I'm going to take a crack at that. Though I've been to Nashville. If you've never been to Nashville, Tyler, I think you would enjoy that.
I have not.
That's a good spot. I like Nashville. I've gone there to cover a couple of NCAA tournaments. There are some cities that are just perfect for covering the NCAA. And not Final Four per se, but you know, those earlier rounds. Nashville will be up high on my list of, it's a great, when you're done your work, it's a good spot to go get a bite to eat. If you like music, you can take a little of that in. It's, you can walk to a lot of it. I enjoy that part of that neck of the woods, and I do like live music, and it's a good spot for that. All right, 610-632-0975. You can tell us where you want to travel, too. I was just curious because Tyler had talked about going to Vegas for the first time. What are your thoughts on the NBA? What will we hear this week? Or will it, that's maybe an answer to what has happened this weekend in terms of some guys coming out and having thoughts on not wanting to restart the season. Will we hear something from Adam Silver? Will we know that they have a further conversation amongst themselves with the players? Because there's some, you know, we haven't heard from, let's just go the Sixers. You know, Joel Embiid and Tobias Harris were part of that Zoom, but we haven't heard their thoughts on what was said. Somebody like LeBron James, who has done a lot and has started this organization with other celebrities and other athletes that will protect and educate people on making sure that their vote gets, they get to vote this coming fall, and that their voting rights are protected, all of them. So he's working on that, but he hasn't had any reaction to the conversation that took place with about 20% of the players in the league. So what do you think? Will we hear from more on this topic, and where do you think it goes? 610-632-0975. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic. It's just about 3:30 on this Sunday afternoon. I almost said Saturday. Get my days confused. I just saw this come across. We've been talking. Well, first of all, did you see Tyler on the news? Maybe you didn't, but maybe it was on social media. But the guy who was a Penn State, only because you're a Penn Stater, Christian Hackenberg?
Yeah, former quarterback.
Yes, who's now trying to become a MLB pitcher, and he's working out over there in South Jersey.
Yep.
I mean, I think they said his speed of his fastball, did I hear right? 90 miles an hour?
Yeah, 90, 91, they said.
Right.
Yeah.
So I love people who try to, you know, transition into another thing. I don't know if he can do it.
His high school numbers were not good.
As a baseball player.
Yeah, so it was like 20-something innings pitched. He had 30 strikeouts and 20-something innings pitched, which is good, but a pretty high walk number and a 7.7 ERA.
Okay.
That's in the high school days.
Right. So does he think that, I didn't, you know, it was on, but I was doing other things. But I'm guessing that he thinks, one, with his maturity or being older, that you can maybe correct what led to those kind of numbers when you were a kid.
Yeah, I certainly think so. And with him, you know, obviously he was 18 when he played. Now he's an adult.
Right.
There might be something a little bit extra on the fastball, might be something a little bit extra, like you said, in terms of, you know, making corrections and things like that. And quite honestly, too, I mean, if Tim Tebow got a shot, why not?
Right. Exactly. Somebody might take a run at it if he looks like he's somebody that they could develop. And then I just saw this one, a kid who's maybe because my Ocean City High School is right around the corner from my parents' place in Ocean City. The Phillies signed Ocean City High School pitcher Jake McKenna. And so he grew up as a Phillies fan and he went undrafted and he's a lefty, 6'6". They like that because that other kid they signed from Oregon, he was 6'5", I believe. So the length.
Yeah, they seem to like the tall pitch. Of course, they drafted the 6'8" righty out of South Florida too.
Right.
So they seem to like the height.
And this kid, like I just said, 6'6". So we'll see where that goes. But it just crossed, and that must be a cool thing. Can you imagine? I mean, I know the school's not going on, but, you know, you get to say to your friend, hey, I just signed with the Phillies today. Yeah. How do you like it?
Yeah, pretty cool. Yeah. But the one that I thought was really funny was the guy that got drafted by the Cubs, from Chicago, grew up a lifelong White Sox fan.
Oh, wow. Ooh.
Now he's a Cub.
That'd be different. Well, he'll quickly know where the paycheck comes from. You all of a sudden, you know.
Yeah, you don't have to be a White Sox fan anymore.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And this kid, Jake McKenna, he's signed for $20,000. And so
that's the max that they're allowing the free agents to sign for.
Right. For the undrafted guys. Yeah. So anyhow, congrats to Jake McKenna out there in Ocean City, New Jersey, which, by the way, I didn't really see. I guess everyone's doing fine down there at the shore. I didn't see any overly packed shots of the boardwalk or the beaches, or maybe there's just more things that are happening that I'm not paying attention to it as much. 610-632-0975. We have about a half hour left before, I am assuming, Tyler, that Pat Egan follows us?
Correct, yep.
All right, yeah, Mr. Pat Egan, of course. And most of our conversation today has been about the NBA and also about Major League Baseball. And Major League Baseball has asked for the owners or the league, just tell us where to go, tell us when to show up. We're done having these back and forths and just impose the 48 game that the commissioner is allowed for the very reason that this impasse would happen. And so that's where they stand, and they want to know by end of business on Monday, tomorrow. So we'll see where that takes us. But I've asked, and again, at the time, if these sports do all restart as they claim to have been or will do, and the NBA is the one who's most, we have the most details to this point about how the restart will happen. The NHL is like the NBA. They still have some things they're working out too, but the NHL is a little behind the NBA, and obviously baseball is further behind the two. But if in fact the restarts do come, you will have your choice to watch any of the three, but they will be going up against each other. I just can't see how that won't be because time is of the essence. They need to get their season/playoffs in. And so if given the choice, Tyler says the NBA will have his attention because it will be the first that starts. He doesn't really have a preference of NBA versus NHL, but because the NBA will have started and you're already invested a little, that they'll probably stay with the NBA. And I say for those same kind of reasons, plus having heard the back and forth of Major League Baseball, does baseball rank then last on your list? Or because there have been some significant changes in the offseason, one of the biggest being a new manager in Joe Girardi, do you want to see what the product looks like having a new leader? in this town. And I have to admit, I do. I'm kind of intrigued. And I wanted to see what a healthier Philly squad could look like as well. Because let's face it, last year they were ravaged by injury. 610-632-0975. I'm trying to see if there's anything that has passed on Twitter that we have not seen as we've been having our discussions here this morning. But I think it's pretty much, it's all about Major League Baseball and their discussions, or lack thereof. Here is one from ESPN. Major League Baseball has issued a statement in response to the Players Association asking the league to set a schedule and return to play. Oh, this was the one from earlier when I said they used the term. They were very disappointed that the Players Association did not negotiate in good faith. I'm obviously paraphrasing the whole thing because it's fairly lengthy. There's no movement from what we already have talked about with baseball. And I don't see anything new with the NBA either. And so the one thing that's happening is golf. And there were six. Well, there was a leader. The leader has since changed, though. Xander Schauffele is, you know, still in the early going of his round. But the leader is now Colin Morikawa. But there were six within one shot of each other to start the day. So I think it'll have, and I did enjoy listening to Jordan Spieth last night saying it could have a great finish because with people that tight, the likeliness of having, you know, people tied at the end, there's a good chance here when there were six within one shot of each other. So, and I'll be curious to see what people thought. No fans there, though, that I think that's a sport that people don't really notice the fans as much as you do in a basketball or a hockey setting. But I'll be interested to see what the review of those who participated and the people who did work, how the testing / social distancing, just how they felt the whole tournament was pulled off. And I wonder if we'll hear if anybody ends up with, you know, we haven't heard anybody tested positive there. Now, again, it's a sport that's much easier to social distance and you are also outdoors. So I'm not sure it's the best test for what we're going to have moving forward with these team sports. Nonetheless, it's still something that's part of the restart in our country. 610-632-0975. Thoughts? By the way, when I was bringing up listening to Jordan Spieth, remember when he was like all the second coming of a Tiger Woods? I think he had 10 wins. I'm going to see how many years. Maybe in his first 2 years. But he hasn't had a victory since 2017. Which is kind of amazing, but he's in the mix down there today. So 610-632-0975. If you have thoughts on the Sixers and their restart, thoughts on whether you think Joel Embiid or Tobias Harris might have something to share about being part of the Zoom call with Kyrie Irving and Chris Paul. We haven't heard that yet, but I'm just curious of what their experience of a near 2 hour discussion was about restarting or not in Orlando, despite the fact that it has been agreed upon to do this restart. But now as you get closer, there are things that they would like to reconsider. And also Major League Baseball. What if, in fact, you find out tomorrow, here's the 48 games and when it will start, does it change? Do you now have greater enthusiasm for the baseball season to get underway? If when they say, here it is, does that change your stance? Because I know I feel like a lot of people are tired of the dialogue. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic. Three 3:45 here at 97.5 The Fanatic. I am D-Line. I'm producing today's show, Tyler Zuli. And I was just going through Ken Rosenthal. This was this morning. He put out an article, and it is interesting. This is after the Major League Baseball's Players Association asked for Commissioner Rob Manfred to impose the 50-so games. Maybe it's 48, maybe it's 52, somewhere in there. But the commissioner, if he does impose that, it says that it does not reflect well on him and the owners. But then he says, what exactly is the Players Association? Where are they going with this? And, you know, I think, as they're saying, one player, a day's pay for a day's work. So they will get 100% of the prorated, but they won't make as much money as if they had taken the 80%. Tyler did some good math with just one single dollar yesterday, but they would have made more money if they took the 80%, but it's on principle and they feel like they are being pushed around. So it will be interesting, though, if he says the commissioner doesn't look good if he imposes the 50-game season or 48, whatever that is. I don't know how anybody looks good right now anyhow. And are you really not going to have any season? I just don't see how that's possible because it's been agreed upon. It's in that agreement from March.
Yeah, you're breaking contract at that point.
So you got to do this. And you already all look bad. So I think the worst part will be that it does set a stage for what happens in terms of negotiation after next season when they must come to the table and get a new collective bargaining agreement. So, you know, we've been down this road before of seeing baseball and its two sides. And again, you know, the owners not wanting to share the books. Don't open the books. Keep the books in the vault. And the players, while they make a lot of money, they don't want taking that 80% for more games instead of 100% for 48 games. To them was on principle of it looks like salary cap, and they just don't want that. So I think we're in for maybe people will enjoy the 48-game season. According to, this is Ken Rosenthal's, he thinks it's too short of a season for baseball and that it's the whole thing is for who, for what. That's the best way I can describe his article.
Yeah, very Ricky Waters-esque.
Yes. And in terms of the NBA, so I know I sound like I'm pointing this out for ESPN tomorrow night, but I will also be interested when they get all those commissioners together. And I guess they probably, I mean, I don't know if Dana White of the UFC or, and I don't know the commissioner of Major League Soccer, but when I saw it, I felt like there were six Zoom boxes or six faces that they had up there. But anyhow, I will see who comes across the best in that kind of discussion about restarting sports and who you believe most in terms of asking for the safety of their sport, the people in their sport. Revenue is definitely going to be part of this conversation because they're all also trying to save some dollars for their respective sports. And some have better opportunities than others at this time when you cannot have fans in attendance. You know, your TV ratings, your advertising becomes a big part of this. But I will be very interested in seeing who comes off best, I guess, or how the conversation goes. And if somebody is more outspoken than another, you know, I'm very partial because I did work for him. But I think Adam Silver handles himself excellent in these kinds of settings. And I also don't think he shies away from answering tough questions. So if that comes his way. And certainly his sport, you know, there's a lot going on there right now. Not only with the restart, but with having a predominantly black league that I think will probably become part of that restart conversation also, unless it was previously taped, which we don't know yet. So that's on my watch list for the early part of this week. And what else do I got going on this week? I don't know. I think, you know, you just look for good news in terms of the restart in our communities and also hopefully the restarts in sport. And eventually we might actually see some of our favorite athletes doing what they do best, playing their respective sports. You know, like it was cool to see Ben Simmons on a kids show yesterday, but I think it'll be cooler to see what has he been doing that will help him as soon as he gets back. And we will forget that he had a back problem before it all stopped on March 11th for the Philadelphia 76ers. So I know he says he feels good, and that's good news. And maybe for him, the layoff might be the best, because he was allowed to give his back far greater than the 3 weeks we were told he would need. And instead, he got 3 months. And I got to think that was most beneficial for his particular injury. 610-632-0975. Pat Egan's going to want your calls coming up at the top of the hour. Ha! What is it? The pride of Doherty. I got it. Him and Kyle Lowry.
And Natalie.
I did not know Natalie went there. Wow. Did I think in my head that it was all boys? Was it maybe at one point? Oh, I didn't know that.
No.
Okay.
According to Pat, it was not.
Okay. All right. I didn't know that.
Probably one of the few that isn't a split in Philadelphia.
Yeah, like O'Hara, where I went for my freshman year, is shared. But yeah, Roman Catholic, Prendy and Bonner.
Judge.
Yeah.
Prep is, right?
Prep's all boys.
Yeah.
I love that property. That is a beautiful school. Tyler, what do you got going on for the rest of your Sunday?
Well, I think probably go home, grab some dinner, and then, you know, we got to load up that 30 for 30 coming up, too.
Oh, that's right. Long gone summer.
That one's right up my alley.
That is right up your alley.
Because I'm either going to end up looking like a fool or justified in talking about that the steroid era players should all get to the Hall of Fame.
Oh, I got you. I think you're... Did you see even the trailer of it?
Just a very small sample size.
Well, this morning, because I had the Sports Center on this morning, so they ran a good chunk. Obviously, they were promoting their product. Man, when you go, what they ran this morning was actually took you through both their seasons and who hit what number home run, highlighted the per month, basically. It really does take you. I remember when you're watching it, I remember that summer so clearly about each day you were looking forward to, like, what's happening with these two.
Well, McGuire took off in September, didn't he?
Yes.
And he separated himself.
And I will tell you, Sosa tied him, but he never led that entire year. I had forgotten that, but he tied him.
There is probably a full generation of people who are like one side or the other. Like, hey, I was a McGuire fan. Hey, I was a Sosa fan. And the two don't overlap very much.
Right. Yeah.
Like you were, it was like a boxing fight. You were rooting for somebody.
For one or the other. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. All right. So that's tonight at 9. I got to remember that. All right. They are. I will say that for not having any new TV shows per se, I mean, less stuff that you never saw, but we've had some good documentaries. I mean, even the guy who I started to watch the beginning of the Lance Armstrong, obviously The Last Dance, basketball, it's in the water. Now we have the Long Gone Summer with Sosa and McGuire. So there has been some good documentaries that you can take in. All right, Mr. Pat Egan is coming up. I thank you for joining us on this Sunday. It's a beautiful day out, so I'm going to go enjoy it as well. Tyler and I will be back next weekend, Saturday and Sunday. And I'm anticipating that we will have some new news in the sporting world. Until then, take care of yourself, enjoy the outdoors, and thank you as always for listening to 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.